still be a zealot.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that'd be better for you too, but, you know, he knows what he can do, so.
We would certainly like to get something moving to make you guys, you know, feel like you're getting somewhere, so we'll try to do what we can.
Yeah. You haven't made contact with Mark yet, I don't
suppose. No, he hasn't called, and I kind of figured he probably wouldn't, you know, he's probably tied up over the holidays yet.
Yeah, probably Monday, I suppose.
Yeah. But did you talk to Al about the dollar value or dollar figure that
he told me he had to have, well, he first said $650, and then he said, you know, I thought he was kind of using his round figure, and I says, is it exactly that amount? And he said, well, he went to look and he couldn't find it, but he said it was somewhere between $650 and $660 or something like that. So, and we talked about that $100 that he's getting on that shed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can either get it and we'll go back to him, or he can get it and he'll reduce what I owe him by that much, you know.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, if he kept that, I'd need to dig up $550 or whatever.
So we're thinking along the same wavelengths.
And he asked, you know, if that would go towards the, you know, towards the purchase price. And I said, no, I hadn't figured that way. I just figured that as rent or lease money, you know, by the month.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to feel better about that. You know, I think he kind of wondered about that.
Yeah, if some of it went towards the purchase price, it'd have to be a pretty small amount, you know, because most of it would be interest.
Right. Yeah, I figured it'd keep it all a little cleaner if it was just that, you know, just that much a month.
Yeah, okay.
And, so...
Well, you'll be gone for what, three, couple of days?
Well, if the weather isn't too bad, I'm going to leave tomorrow afternoon, and then I'll be back, either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
Okay, all right.
And we will be out at Dolores' folks for Christmas Wednesday.
Okay.
But we probably won't leave here till maybe 11 o'clock, and then we'd probably be back by 4 or 5. So, you know, we'd be in and out that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if Mark and Bonnie, you know, if they wanted to pin something down, if they'd fly back just for a day or so, or, you know, if he'd try to wait and take care of it when he got here or what.
I would imagine probably would either that, or we could take care of it by mail. You know, we could send something out to him.
Yeah.
But if he calls me, then we can go ahead and proceed and try to get it drawn up like that.
Yeah.
If that's what you guys want me to do.
Yeah. Now, I guess I'm kind of curious, and I don't know, maybe don't totally understand the wording or how it'd be agreed upon as far as the lease and then having the purchase tied to it, you know, so, you know,
yeah,
I guess...
It would be similar to the form that I showed you the other day. That's what I would suggest we use, you know, something like that, with a lease option attachment to it that spells out the terms, the basic terms of the lease option, and then if the option is exercised, we would write up another contract, you know, just to formalize it, a regular sales contract at that time.
Mm-hmm. You know, is the sale part tied to that? I mean, so that it's, I don't want to say fairly binding, but yet I guess that's kind of what I mean.
Well, if he exercises the option as agreed to on the paper, he would exercise it, you know, according to certain terms.
Yeah.
That would spell out the price and, you know, and so forth.
So it would state that we have agreed on, you know, such and such a price ahead of time.
Yeah.
Now, Dolores and I talked a little bit today about the stove refrigerator and the wood-burning stove.
Okay.
And, of course, if he buys it, he gets it, you know. I think we agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he still goes with his lease thing, I guess, you know, I would like to sell those three items to him so that I've got some cash to go buy me another wood-burning stove with.
Okay.
And I was thinking, you know, whatever price we agreed on, we could even subtract that off of the purchase price down the way, you know.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a matter of, it just give me some cash now,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
So.
What kind of a figure do you have in mind?
Well, I don't. I first thought $1,000, and Delores said that's too high.
Yeah, it probably is. I don't know, because he's going to be short on cash to coming up with cash.
You know, and then I thought, well, maybe $800. I don't know if the three of them are worth that or not.
Well, what's your wood burner worth?
Well, you know, if it was for sale used, you could probably go buy it for, I don't know, it might bring $300, $350.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice.
But for me to go replace it, you know, I'm going to be looking at $600 to $800 probably.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to get the dollars up there that high.
Well, the only thing is, I think he's going to look at it from the perspective of what it's actually worth, you know, used.
Yeah.
You can't, he could go out and buy a new one too.
That's true.
As far as that's concerned, but.
Yeah. That's where I guess I was.
I would say that, you know, maybe if he agrees to something like that, to purchase, and he has the funds to do it with,
mm-hmm.
that if you'd put $100 on the stove and about that much on the refrigerator, and then maybe $300 on the wood burner, or $500 total, you'd probably be lucky.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, if that's the best I can do, it's the best I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess I thought maybe he might be in as good a position as I am to go out and make a, you know, just a small personal loan somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's not, I don't know. You know, if I didn't have all of my money tied up with Al, I'd try to build more flexible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've just got just about everything other than what we live on tied up, either with him or with railroad or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I guess that's why I'm trying to figure as close as I can.
Well, we'll see what we can do. If he calls, I'll discuss those possibilities with him.
Okay.
And see what kind of arrangement we can make there.
Okay.
I know he does need he needs a stove and refrigerator because he doesn't have them. He left them in his other house.
Right, right.
And I think we were talking before about they could stay with the place.
Right.
On a purchase.
Yeah.
But we'll see what we can work out there. Maybe we can get some money up front and then take it off the end. For him.
Yeah, yeah.
That might work for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we'd be glad to subtract it off the price, you know, down the way. There's no question about that.
But, okay.
And, so, let's see. I don't know if I had anything else I needed to ask you or tell you. Now, Dolores will be here those 2 days I'm gone if you need to call her. And
okay.
As far as that goes, I can be reached by phone, so, you know, she can tell you where to call me. So,
okay. Well, if I hear from Mark, we'll be able to proceed along those lines then.
Yeah. Now, you know, if we would happen to get something going, I was thinking a little bit about maybe moving some garage-type stuff into one of Al's outbuildings there, possibly mm-hmm. next Saturday. So, you know, I don't know if we can get anything going that quick, but, you know, I was thinking in terms of getting the garage empty so they could put their stuff here when they got here if they wanted to.
Did you talk to Al about possession as far as him being able to get out? What kind of a time frame did he...
Well, we didn't really pin anything down definite, but again, it'd be obvious the sooner we could let him know the better.
Yeah.
And he did say that they had looked at a couple of different houses here in Heston,
mm-hmm.
and they were both empty now, so it'd just be a matter of getting some final arrangements made, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm sure he'd still like to have a week, 10 days, such a matter.
Sure, oh
and
yeah.
That'd be only fair.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said, you know, maybe they could move everything of theirs in the east half of the basement if we wanted to start putting things into the basement. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think he's going to be pretty good to work with, and, you know, we'll try to be reasonable, too. And so,
okay.
But you know, with New Year's next week, why, that 2 weeks will be gone pretty quick.
That's right, it's going to fly by.
So, you know, I figured the sooner we can kind of come to some kind of agreement, why, the more, you know, the quicker we could get with it anyhow.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I will certainly try to get something rolling as soon as I hear from Mark. I kind of need to hear from him.
Right, I understand that.
We'll tell him what we can do.
Yeah.
And I'll probably get in touch with Al, too, to kind of finalize details, and then we'll be able to get things rolling so we can move as fast as we can on it.
Yeah, Yeah.
So, okay, if I get a hold of you, I'll call Loris and she'll catch you, run you down somewhere.
Okay, that'll be real fine.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Christopher.
Hi.
How long do you think you guys will be there?
Well, I think we're getting ready pretty soon here.
Okay. Why don't you call me before you leave?
Well, we'll be home by 11.
Well, I'm worried about this, the roads.
Well...
Were they bad going out there?
No.
They weren't?
Huh. If we're not going to leave before 10:30, I'll call you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Stuckey.
Yes.
Is Frank there?
Yes, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Honey, hello.
Little cat animal there.
Hello?
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Kevin Bradbury.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Hey, was tooling around and I saw that there was supposed to be open house on Sundays out at the golf course.
Oh, okay.
I take it that didn't happen today.
No, that didn't happen today.
Okay.
When would you like to look at it?
Oh, any time would be kind of nice.
Okay.
Probably not today. I know you're out there and I need to get on up to McPherson.
Okay. What about tomorrow? You want to be around tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I'll be around. We're working. Let me see. How late are you going to be around?
Well, I could be there, let's see, tomorrow. Oh, I could probably make it any time that would suit you.
Well, or even, let's see, I could come up around the lunch hour.
That'd be fine. That'd work great.
Would it matter to you if I met you there right about noon?
That'd be fine. Either that or just stop by my office. That way, if you weren't there right then, we could just...
Well, that'd make sense. Sure. You're on Main Street there.
Yeah, we're at 614 Main. We moved, so...
Oh.
614 Main. We're at 104 East Broadway. We're right next to, First Federal's on the corner, and then Regeer's Title Company, and then we're next to them. 614.
Okay. How recently did you move?
Oh, let's see. A couple weeks ago. Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen your office up there then.
Okay.
On Main.
Yeah.
Okay. And, maybe you could have some, whatever you've got together on financing and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Whatever's up on it.
Okay.
All right.
Around noon tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Today is Vanessa's birthday, but I wrote down Thursday, so I just wanted to make sure I was right.
For
her party.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday. You should get an announcement
if
you haven't
gotten. Okay. Well, I was thinking you two had said you were working on those, too,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, Wednesday. I'd said Thursday,
okay.
But Thursday wouldn't... We found out that didn't work, so we had to do it Wednesday.
Okay.
But you should have gotten an announcement. Well, I'll probably get it tomorrow, I guess, if you don't have it yet.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Wednesday at our place at... I think we said 4:00.
I'll wait till it comes.
Yeah, oh gosh, Janet. I'm not even sure what time we put on there.
All right.
I better figure it out.
Yeah.
Let me see if I've got it.
No, it's okay. We'll get it in the mail.
Anyway, Wednesday's the day.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is this Mr. Nathan Stuckey speaking?
This is Mr. Nathan Stuckey speaking.
Okay, soon to be Dr. Nathan Stuckey.
What's happening, Frank?
Is Mom there?
Yes, she is.
Okay, I need to ask her a question.
Well, would you like to hold, please?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Remember, your tape is running.
Could you hear that?
No.
Good, I was pushing the mute button.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Mother. I just want to touch base to make sure that the kids are going to, you're going to bring them out?
Well, that's what my understanding was.
Okay, did you tell them that last night, or?
Well, Christopher called a little bit ago and wanted to know when are we going to pick them up.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
I said we'll pick them up at 5.
So.
You'll pick them up at 5. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll
okay?
be fine. That'll be great.
Okay, well, we'll see you a little later. Any ideas about what Vanessa might want? Nathan and Rita are drawing blanks here.
About
what Vanessa might want.
What she might want?
Yeah, they want
to
pick up.
Run to the store yet?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I got her a soccer ball. I had the same problem.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have a soccer ball, so I got her a soccer ball. And, of course, I'm going to give her a birthday party.
Yeah, well, that's
and
a big
scissors.
Thing, right?
I bought her a scissors, too, just for up there. She kind of likes, you know, she likes to do things with maybe a book about puzzles or games or, yeah. Kathy just suggested gloves. She doesn't have any mittens or gloves to play outside with. Gloves, yeah.
Some waterproof gloves, huh?
Yeah, or, you know, some kind of gloves would be nice.
Okay, well, that's something like I think Nathan would like to buy, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay, well, we've got our thing for her, but they wanted to get a little something.
Okay,
well, we'll see you after a while.
Okie doke.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Have you guys got any film there by any chance, or could you stop and get me a roll? I'm all out.
What do you need?
The store's closed. Just 35 millimeter.
For prints?
Shoots. Yeah, prints. Prints preferably. He probably only has slide stuff, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot. Are the guys ready gone?
No, we're just ready to go. Just about ready to go. You want to talk to Nathan or Dad or somebody?
Well, I don't care. Maybe one of them could just run into Dylan's or something on the way and get a roll.
Okay.
Because I don't have any here, and I wanted to shoot some. I just realized I shot my last shot.
Okay, or we could bring our camera. We have no. Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Okie doke.
Okay, we'll see you in a little while.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hello, Kathy.
Yes.
This is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Just fine. We miss you. I wish you were here.
Well, I wish I was there, too. Is Rita there?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Just one moment.
Hello.
Hi, my honey.
Hi.
How are you?
How did you figure out where I was?
Well, where else would you be?
At home, at Mom and Dad's house.
Well, you weren't there, so I knew that you had to be at Vanessa's birthday party.
Oh.
Because I knew you were going to go.
Oh. You're so smart. I didn't think you had the number.
Oh, well, the information people do.
Oh.
they keep those things on file.
How was your drive?
Just fine.
Good.
Just fine. No problem. No problem at all. The road over to the interstate was a little slick, but not too bad.
Didn't you get to play with Marvin for a little while when you got back to Lawrence? Or?
No, he didn't go to Lawrence. He went on 35 on up to Kansas City, so I just took the interstate on around, the turnpike on around to Topeka.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but I got my coat.
You did?
Yeah.
Does it fit?
Yeah.
How's it look?
Oh, it looks real spiffy.
You like it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, good.
I was thinking more it was going to be more of a jacket, but it's a coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real warm.
Good.
It's quite a coat. I'm really impressed.
Are you?
Yeah, it fits just like it does the, like the shoulders exactly like it does in the picture.
Okay.
You know, good, just the style. The shoulders look big, but the sleeves are the right length.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's the right size.
All right.
Yeah. And it fits
your gloves match
and
everything?
Yeah, oh, man, I'll tell you what. Fat gloves, I was just almost too much. Not quite, but all fucking most. John Anderson will be jealous.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll let you go, and you guys have a nice time.
I guess we'll call you before Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, make sure, you know, that everything's still the same and everything. You can call me at work if you need to.
Okay, we'll check your schedule and see.
Yeah, I've got a 1:30, and I've got another one. I've got a meeting until 10:45, and I've got a 1:30.
Okay.
I have to dig out my schedule, you know.
Okay.
I don't know where my briefcase is right at the moment.
You can go out to Hunan's and have lunch.
Yeah, go out Tuesday and watch. That sounds right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well,
How are the kitty girls?
Oh, not real great. Little kids shit in the corner in the dining nook back there. And Mrs. Biggins puked on the, sofa.
Again?
Yeah, unfortunately, your rust jacket and the glove were laying on the sofa as well.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And this is big as Earp to big long, hairbally log across the
path. Yuck.
Yeah.
Well, it washes.
It washes. And a little, I washed off the gloves. You may have to do a better job when you get back. I just kind of washed them off. You know, I didn't scrub them or anything.
Yeah.
It looks like they're not the greatest gloves in the world anyway. And anyway, so yeah, we washed the jacket and everything. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But other than that, while they were, had managed to eat all their food, drank all their water, and were just terribly upset. Not terribly upset. They're okay now.
Yeah.
I got to ask them for puking.
Good.
Well, tell Vanessa a happy birthday for me.
Okay, I will.
What is she, about eight?
Nine.
Shit, tomorrow she's going to be big.
Yeah.
9 years old. Well, how old was Christopher when he came out there and went hiking with us?
About nine. No, he was eight.
Let's see, 5 years ago. No.
He was nine.
4 years ago.
He was nine.
He was nine.
Yep.
Would have been like the fall after this. God,
oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing. He seemed a lot older than that.
Yeah.
He's a lot more serious.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Gosh, a lot more focused. He was only nine.
Yeah, he was only nine.
He's 13 now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, okay.
Huh.
He sure was mature, comparatively.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell her hi for me.
Okay.
And sing her happy birthday, and tell her to eat some ice cream cake for me.
All right.
Tell him I'm real sorry you can't be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jewelry, may I help you?
Yes. How long does it take to have a ring sized?
That just depends on how, it doesn't actually take me long. It depends on how busy he is.
Okay. If I bring it in today, could I have it by Thursday?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Hi, how are you feeling today?
Fine.
Well, good. Would
not
you
care?
Huh?
A lot better than I was before.
Oh, good. Would you get some good rest?
Yeah.
Great. Would you be all right if I come over and trade your cars this morning?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Well, you want to do that rather than...
Yeah, I already have the car out here warmed up. There's no need for you to get out this morning.
Well...
Nah, you stay in bed where it's warm.
Well, your car's not going to be warm.
That's all right.
I got some junk in it. I got to get out yet.
Well, you can do that. I'll be over... I'm just getting ready to leave now.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Oh, okay, well, when you get here, I'll... Well, all right.
We can just put it...
in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Hello. Well, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you this
just
morning?
Just fine. And yourself?
Well, okay.
Good.
Are you keeping warm?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Do you have the kids today?
Yes, we do.
We do. Does Chris have a game?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Okay.
No,
well,
no
I know.
Game.
Sometimes he's had a game on Sunday, and I wondered if it was today.
Mm-hmm. So, no, not today. Would you like to talk to him or Frank?
Well, not necessarily. No, I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing it if it was today.
No, no game today.
Okay. Did you pick him up this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I just didn't see anybody this morning, and I thought, well, maybe something went wrong.
No.
I was at your house yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Oh, Janet gave me a permanent, and so I stopped in afterwards, but it was pretty quiet around there.
It was.
Yeah.
I had a car appointment to get my car worked on, and Frank went to Lawrence to the ball game.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, he had a cold trip, huh?
Yes.
And what was the matter with your car?
Just a 45,000-mile service.
Oh, wasn't anything critical.
No, nothing critical.
Well, Dad and I had an experience last night. We went to the opera at the Fine Arts Center here, you know, on the campus, and our car wouldn't start when we got out, so we walked home at 11:30.
Gosh. What's wrong with the car?
It was a little chilly. I don't know. It's still sitting there.
It's still there.
I think it just got too cold or something. I don't know.
Probably did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I won't keep you. Just wanted to check on that game. We didn't want to miss it if he was having it.
No, I'll try to make sure you know when the next one is, and I'll tell Frank you called.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, I thought maybe you'd be at work this afternoon.
No.
Well, good. Well, I have two favors to ask of you.
Okay.
This Wednesday, the 13th,
yeah.
Do the girls go to choir?
Yo.
Just the older two, right?
No, only the older one, but we all go to town.
Oh, just the older one. Oh, okay. Are you going to town for another reason or just to take...
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have lots of things to do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Well, I was going to see if I could... I thought both of them, Liz and Aaron, would go, but I'll take Liz another time. I was going to see if I could take Aaron out to eat since I did something with Natasha.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, and then take her to choir.
Well, what are you being so motherly for?
Well, because
preparing for something big?
No, but Frank's also going to be out of town that night. So I thought then I could, if you didn't want to stay in town, I'd pick the girls up and bring them to your house.
Great.
And it's day or night, if that's all right.
On Wednesday?
Yeah. Frank's going to Topeka.
Oh. Okay, Wednesday. I have to think about what all we do have. I don't think we have a dental appointment. We only have to go in for the piano.
Well, you tell me what time she needs to be there.
Well, do you want to take them both?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay, well, piano is at 6, so uh-huh. You have to leave here about 5:30, 5:40.
That'd be fine.
Oh, you're a dream come true.
Well, that would be fine. And now, if you're sure, and if you have anything you need me to pick up, I'll be glad to pick it up.
I don't think so.
Okay, now we have piano at 6, right? And how long does that last?
Half an hour.
6:30, and then what time does choir start?
7:30.
7, so we have an hour there.
Right.
Great, that'd be perfect.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll be over Thursday shortly after school when I get home and get my chores done. Wednesday.
Thursday, we will have lost it all.
Wednesday, when I get my chores done, then I'll be over.
Okay.
Well, thanks
a
lot.
Come over early, and we'll have, no, we don't want to have you drink and drive.
I'll have some tea.
Okay.
We'll see you
then.
What
are you doing today?
I'm 3 projects I have to get done. I have a paper I have to finish writing and typing, and I have a dress that needs a skirt put on it.
Are you going to school?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to school.
Yes.
Well, you see, I was taking 9 hours last semester,
mm-hmm.
and I had to take 2 incompletes due to my surgery.
Oh.
I took incompletes in the 2 classes that had a lot of research in them, and I stayed with the one that had more classroom observation.
Yeah.
And I was going to finish them up this summer, but my one professor decided I could finish it up on independent study between semester breaks, so I have to be done by, like, the 15th. And my other one I have to take this spring because university rule is when you take an incomplete, you have to take the course the next semester that it's offered.
Oh.
So I'm trying to finish one up independent study and then I'll retake one.
Yeah.
Drag.
So when is Frank gone?
Well, the 24th, Wednesday night. No, that's not, he's going the 24th too. Let's see, I'm looking at a calendar here, the 13th.
Why don't you come over the 24th?
Well, I would like to if that's all right.
That would be good.
We'll make other arrangements for that. At that time, too.
Okay.
But I would like to come over Wednesday the 13th for right now.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you shortly after school when I get my work done.
Okay.
See
ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
This is Kathy. It sounds like you're still fighting your cold.
Oh, I'm...
It sounds like the cold's winning, actually.
Well, my voice is pretty bad.
Yes. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you and Skeet for following me home Friday. We made
it in fashion. Yeah.
And I'm back to my regular car.
Oh, good.
Which is a relief.
Yeah.
Are you going to school tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to decide later this afternoon.
Okay. Well, I have a game Monday night and a game Tuesday night, but I'll be glad to drive Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Fine. Then I don't need to let you know if I decide to stay home.
Right. If you decide to stay home, that's a good deal.
Okay.
So I will pick you up Wednesday morning.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm sending in an order, and I have plenty of stuff, but from Current. I wanted to know if you wanted to order anything.
We just did at school.
Okie dokie.
Darn. Catch me next time.
Oh, that's okay. I have enough. I just thought, you know, if you wanted just a couple things, there'd be no problem.
They did one at school. Thanks for asking.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
May I speak to Frank, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Frank. This is Cindy Napper.
Yes, Cindy.
We have a cracked window in our house. I'm not sure how long it's been that way or exactly how it happened. A couple days ago, there was so much air coming through into the living room, I was trying to figure out why it was so cold, and I went back and opened that closet door right off the front door,
mm-hmm.
and that window that's in there is cracked. It looks like maybe a ball's been thrown through it. I mean, it's a pretty big hole.
Could be the neighbor boys or something.
Yeah, that was my guess, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't see it happen, and I don't even know when it happened.
Okay. Well, we'll need to get one put in there pretty quickly. Have you got something over it now, a piece of cardboard or something?
No, the glass looks like, you know, if you mess with it much, it could fall one way or the other. But it's, you know, it's got that curtain over it,
mm-hmm.
but we haven't really done anything with it.
Okay, well, you might want to just put a piece of cardboard over the window.
Okay.
Just to keep the air out for the time being.
Okay.
And we'll need to get one put in there then.
Okay.
Is it the outs? Let's see, does that have two windows?
I don't think it has two windows.
Okay, probably not, that closet window. Okay, we'll...
And also, I was going to check and see, is there any way we can get some type of a caulking or something to put between the window and where the wood meets for those living room windows? Especially the one that's right by the porch swing on the west side. The window doesn't shut all the way, and like you can just see right through to the outside between where the pane goes down and the wood, and it's too cold to sit on the divan in front of that window anymore because so much air comes in.
Well, that thing needs strong windows, and I had the guy measure that once, and I don't know, we never did get the things, or never did get storm windows made. They need to be specially made. But
that even
would
if
help.
We could caulk it shut for now,
yeah.
Because I mean, you really can't sit in that room anymore where the TV's at.
Okay, yeah,
it's so cold.
It needs to meet. Is there a window lock on that thing?
Yeah, I pounded on the window and I tried to push it down as hard as I could, and it just says, I don't think it's ever met there. I mean, the window's kind of, I don't know if it's warped or kind of crooked there.
Okay.
On the right side, it doesn't meet, and you can just see right underneath it to the outside.
Yeah.
So a pretty good breeze comes in there.
That's no good. Yeah, I'll,
I'd be glad to sit one evening and you know, fill some of these holes around the windows to try to keep some of the air out.
Okay.
I don't mind putting it on, but I don't really know what to get.
Okay, well, I'll stop over there Monday, take a look at that, and I think probably just some door framing stuff is probably what we'll need to use.
Okay.
The foam rubber stuff that they use around doors to seal them.
Okay.
Probably tuck that in there easier than anything else.
That sounds good, because I talked to Kenny, and he said he had caulked shut a couple of his windows, and then he just scrapes it off in the summer,
mm-hmm.
so they open back up. I didn't know if that's...
Well, we can probably use that foam. We can just poke it in and take it back out.
Okay.
So...
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Child that you would like?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, she's having a good time. Let me let you talk to her.
Okay.
Elizabeth, telephone.
Kathleen.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, you ready for us to come get you?
No.
Why not? Disney's
yeah.
Disney's about on.
Okay.
I want to talk to Kathy.
Okay. I'll get her for you.
Kathy? Mom wants to talk to you. My mom wants
what?
To talk to
you. I doubt it. Bare minimum.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
We have a nice photo calendar from last year. Do you want it for your bulletin boards or anything?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Would you like me to bring Liz home now?
No, we can do that.
Oh, I'd be glad to bring her home. I have to stop by the bank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say they're closed.
Yeah, it's
a repository. I see. Okay.
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Okay, so, okay. How about codes? What kind of classes do you teach?
I teach English, reading, social studies, spelling.
Okay. You don't do anything like figuring out codes?
Uh-huh, for the sometimes on gifted things.
Oh, okay. Because I've got a code I want you guys to figure out, but you
oh.
have to do it pretty soon.
Oh, okay. We'll give it a shot.
Okay, I will give you that, too.
All right.
Okie doke.
Okay, we'll bring... Is she coming in a few minutes?
Is she coming in? Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be fine.
We'll get our coats on then.
Okay.
In a little bit.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, Kathleen Stuckey, please.
She's not in yet.
Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, Grover, up at Junior High School.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we're going to have shut down school tomorrow.
Okay.
We got bad county roads.
It sure is bad. I just now got in, and boy, I'll tell you.
It's a booger. So,
And she's not back from the game yet, I guess.
Oh.
So.
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Well, We got this game been shut down here for over an hour.
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't think she's logged somewhere between Halstead and Valley?
I don't know. It's I just came in from Newton at about 20 miles an hour, so.
Uh-huh.
So she might still be creeping along.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Frank, I'll be here to about 9:30. I got a couple other teachers that are going to check in that just left.
Okay.
And they're going to be calling, and if she's not home by 9:30, give me a call back.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, now.
Bye. Bye. Hello?
Frank?
Yes?
This is Ken Sloop with Harvey County Road and Bridge.
Yeah.
I have a truck out on 588 just west of the curves coming out of Sedgwick, and your wife is stranded out there in her car. They've got her out of her car. She's a little cold. They've got her in our truck trying to keep her warm. She needs for you to come out there and see if you can get her car out and get her going again.
Okay, where is she again?
She's out of Sedgwick west on 588 just as you go around the curve. Straightened out to go straight west on 588, just barely around that curve.
Okay. Okay, I've got my car. I don't know if that'll do any good other than...
I don't think a car will do you one bit of good. We've got about three or four cars stranded right there in a row. We're trying to get by yours to get to the rest of them.
Okay. I just got in from Newton now. Just crawled up here 20 miles an hour to get...
Car stranded.
Stand by just a minute.
3 miles west of the curve. The farmer with the tractor is here now trying to lend assistance.
What's that? A farmer is there with the tractor now trying to lend assistance.
We cannot get through.
The other 10-4, is he going to help the Sookie girl try to get her out?
10-4.
Okay.
Well, advisor has it.
10-4.
Okay, Frank, we've got a farmer there with a tractor now, and they're going to work on getting her car out, and I'll have advised my people to keep us advised, and I'll get back with you by
telephone. Well, you want me to come on out there?
Well, it might be wise.
Yeah,
if you can get there.
We'll try it. I don't know.
You're not going to get there out of Halstead coming down 588.
I'm not?
No, it's completely snow-packed in, and there's cars stalled all up and down that road.
Well, how do I get there?
The only way you could get there is to go down Highway 50 to the Twin Bridges and then go into Sedgwick and come back around that way. That's the only way you could get there.
Okay, well, I just came Highway 50 and I can get through. It's just 20 mile an hour traffic, so.
Right.
Why don't
you just sit tight and let me find out what's going to take place and I'll get back with you by telephone.
Okay, appreciate it, Ken.
Okay.
See, my wife's okay?
She's okay. She's cold, but she's okay. The farmer's going to try to get her car out. We can get her into Sedgwick, that's no problem. And we can get her west, south, north out of Sedgwick to Highway 50 and have her come back in that way.
Well, I don't want to miss her on coming in some way, so why don't you call me as soon as you get her out or something, and I'll know what to do.
Okay, very good.
Thanks a lot, Ken.
You bet. All right.
Hello?
Is Don there?
He's not here right now.
Okay, you know when he'll be back?
Just a second. Hello?
Is Don's not there?
No, who's calling?
Frank Stuckey.
Oh.
How you doing?
Just fine.
He had called. I just got a call from the Harvey County Road Department, and Kathy's off in the ditch there by Sedgwick, I just talked to him about it. He said call before 9:30 if she wasn't here. I'm going to head out there in a little bit to... I'm waiting for a call for them to see whether they got her out or whether I need to go get her, so.
He may still be at the junior high, Frank.
Well, it's not, you can just tell him that, so. We found her. She's okay, just cold.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell him then.
Okay, thanks.
All right, huh? Bye.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
You got home okay?
Yeah, we did, but I just got a call from the highway department, and Kathy's off in the ditch by Sedgwick.
Well, God.
So I'm waiting for calls, so I got to keep the line free.
Oh, gosh. Well, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi. Is Kathleen there?
No, she's not.
Has she gotten home from the game?
No, she hasn't gotten home yet. She's off in the ditch by Sedgwick.
Okay. Well, I just... this is one of the cheerleader's mothers, and...
Yeah.
They called off school here for tomorrow, and one of them happened to say, well, I hope Kathleen didn't start off on that east-west road, but...
She took off and got... The highway department called and said she's in one of their trucks and is off in the ditch, and I'm waiting for a call from them now. So.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Frank?
Yeah.
Ken Sloop again, Harvey County Road and
yeah.
Bridge. Okay, Kathy has, they've got her car out, and she is proceeding to Sedgwick. She's going north out of Sedgwick on 811 to Highway 50.
On Twin Bridges Road?
Right.
Okay.
And then she's coming down Highway 50 to Halstead.
Okay.
And she's okay, there's no problem. There's a farmer going to escort her into Sedgwick with a tractor to be sure she gets there.
Okay, appreciate you calling, Ken.
Okay.
I'll just sit tight then.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Mom?
Yeah.
It's Frank.
Yeah.
I just got a call from the highway, the road department again.
Yeah.
They said they got her car out, and they're taking her back into to Sedgwick, and she's going to come out straight north of Sedgwick to Highway 50 and up, so she's all right. And
she's okay?
She's okay. She was just cold when they found her.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Oh, boy. Well.
So far, she's okay. She's not home yet, though.
Uh-huh. Well.
They called off school in Valley Center.
They did.
Yeah, it's all drifted. He said there's no way I could get there to where she was from here.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's
is
all
that
drifted.
Bad?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
He said they had six cars off right in that stretch there by Sedgwick. So.
My gosh. Well, as long as she's okay, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Well,
so
okay.
So they were just getting her out and going into Sedgwick. They were going to escort her into town and bulldoze the way for her or something.
I see.
I think it was a farmer with a tractor that they got out there to pull her out.
I see.
He's going to take her all the way in Sedgwick, so she'll probably be 45 minutes when she's back, but I'll call when she comes in.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing I can do except sit tight here right now.
I guess that's right. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yeah, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grover.
Yes.
My wife said that Kathleen called you.
Well, no, she didn't call. The road department called. She was in the ditch between, or right outside of Sedgwick.
Is it west of Sedgwick?
Yeah, they just called. They got her out. They had her in their truck. They just said she was just cold when they found her, but she was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And they got her back. They're escorting her back into Sedgwick, and she's going to try to come straight north out of Sedgwick over Highway 50 and up. So
well,
that's what we're going to try to do.
You want me to go up there, or?
No.
I've got a four-wheel drive truck.
I think you'd probably miss her. They had, he said there are five cars off in that area that they're going to be pulling out, so highway department will be working right in there, so if she can get
well, I could take her to Edmonds is what I'm thinking. I could get her up to Newton.
Well, I think she's already going on her way, so.
Okay.
If she does get here, I was going to go down, and he said there's no way I could get there from here with my car.
Yeah, I just can't imagine going from Halstead to Sedgwick on that back road, those county roads.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Yeah, okay.
So
anyway,
she's out now and okay.
But hell knows what if she didn't make it on north.
Well, that's, yeah. Apparently they said that road, they plowed that one, and it should be. She ought to be able to get
all right, huh? Okay, okay. If you don't mind, I'll call you at 10:30.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
You bet. We'll see.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Yeah, Frank?
Yes.
Did Kathleen make it?
No.
She's still not home?
No.
Have you gone out looking for her?
No, but I know the highway department called and she was off in the ditch. They found her in the ditch by Sedgwick. They told me I couldn't get there, just sit tight. So they got her out and they called and said that they were sending her north from Sedgwick over to Highway 15 in that way.
Oh,
so I expect her any time. I'm getting worried right now because it was 20 mile an hour traffic all the way out here on 50.
Yeah, I know. Terry just called and she had heard, I think Grover or somebody knew that she was in the ditch.
Yeah, Grover called me to tell me there was no school, and I said, well, Kathleen isn't home yet, and he said, she's not. The game is over at 8 o'clock. And anyway.
Okay, well, tell her to call me so I know she got home.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks for calling, Janet.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, those people, I don't remember. Hello?
Hello?
Did you finally make it?
I finally made it home,
Did
yes.
you make it in the ditch a second time?
No, the road was closed another east of there, and a guy from Cedric and I came down